Ha'azinu.
Give ear, O heavens, let me speak. Let the earth hear the words I utter. May my discourse come down as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like showers on young growth, like droplets on the grass. For the name of the Lord I proclaim, give glory to our God, the Rock. His deeds are perfect, yea, all his ways are just. A faithful God, never false, true and upright is he. Children unworthy of him, that crooked, perverse generation, their baseness has played him false. Do you thus requite the Lord, O dull and witless people? Is not he the Father who created you, fashioned you, and made you endure? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of ages past. Ask your father, he will inform you. Your elders, they will tell you. When the Most High gave nations their homes and set the divisions of man, he fixed the boundaries of peoples in relation to Israel's numbers. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his own allotment. He found him in a desert region, in an empty, howling waste. He engirded him, watched over him, guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Like an eagle who rouses his nestlings, gliding down to his young, so did he spread his wings and take him, bear him along on his pinions. The Lord alone did guide him, no alien god at his side. He set him atop the highlands to feast on the yield of the earth. He fed him honey from the crag and oil from the flinty rock, curd of kine and milk of flocks, with the best of lambs and rams of Bashan and he-goats, with the very finest wheat and foaming grape-blood was your drink. So Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat and gross and coarse. He forsook the God who made him and spurned the rock of his support. They incensed him with alien things, vexed him with abominations. They sacrificed to demons, no gods, gods they had never known, new ones who came but lately, who stirred not your father's fears. You neglected the rock that begot you, forgot the God who brought you forth. The Lord saw and was vexed, and spurned his sons and his daughters. He said, I will hide my countenance from them and see how they fare in the end. For they are a treacherous breed, children with no loyalty in them. They incensed me with no gods, vexed me with their futilities. I'll incense them with a no folk, vex them with a nation of fools. For a fire has flared in my wrath and burned to the bottom of Sheol. He consumed the earth and its increase, eaten down to the base of the hills. I will sweep misfortunes on them, use up my arrows on them. Wasting famine, ravaging plague, deadly pestilence, and fanged beast will I let loose against them with venomous creepers and dust. The sword shall deal death without, as shall the terror within. To youth and maiden alike, the suckling as well as the aged. I might have reduced them to naught, made their memory cease among men, but for fear of the taunts of the foe, their enemies who might misjudge and say, Our own hand has prevailed. None of this was wrought by the Lord. For they are a folk void of sense, lacking in all discernment. Were they wise, they would think upon this, gain insight into their future. How could one have routed 1,000, or two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, the Lord had given them up? For their rock is not like our rock. In our enemies' own estimation. Ah, the vine for them is from Sodom, from the vineyards of Gomorrah. The grapes for them are poison, a bitter growth their clusters. Their wine is the venom of asps, the pitiless poison of vipers. Lo, I have it all put away, sealed up in my storehouses, to be my vengeance and recompense at the time that their foot falters. Yea, their day of disaster is near, and destiny rushes upon them. For the Lord will vindicate his people and take revenge for his servants when he sees that their might is gone and neither bond nor free is left. He will say, Where are their gods, the rock in whom they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their offerings and drank their libation wine? Let them rise up to your help, and let them be a shield unto you. See then that I am he. There is no God beside me. I deal death and give life. I wounded, and I will heal. None can deliver from my hand. Lo, I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, when I whet my flashing blade and my hand lays hold on judgment, vengeance will I wreak on my foes, will I deal to those who reject me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood as my sword devours flesh, blood of the slain and the captive from the long-haired enemy chiefs. O nations, acclaim his people, for he'll avenge the blood of his servants, wreak vengeance on his foes, and cleanse the land of his people. Moses came together with Hosea, son of Nun, and recited all the words of this poem in the hearing of the people. And when Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Take to heart all the words with which I have warned you this day. Enjoin them upon your children, that they may observe faithfully all the terms of this teaching. For this is not a trifling thing for you. It is your very life. Through it you shall long endure on the land that you are to possess upon crossing the Jordan." That very day the Lord spoke to Moses. "Ascend these heights of Abarim to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, facing Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I am giving the Israelites as their holding. You shall die on the mountain that you are about to ascend, and shall be gathered to your kin as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his kin. For you both broke faith with me among the Israelite people, at the waters of Meribat Kadesh in the wilderness of Tzin, by failing to uphold my sanctity among the Israelite people. You may view the land from a distance, but you shall not enter it, the land that I am giving to the Israelite people."